This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Sarah Franklin, who is the Regional Director of the Epilepsy Foundation of America.
1 in 10 people will have a seizure at some point in their life, which is just astronomical. And then 1 in 26 will develop epilepsy, which just means recurring seizures. So what I've really found since even I started having seizures myself at age 30, and I've never had them before, but now that I'm open about my own epilepsy diagnosis, people come to me all the time of either that their family member has seizures, that they have seizures themselves, but there's a big stigma around the word epilepsy, and we're working to debunk that at the Epilepsy Foundation of America. And another thing that, you know, I'm sure you've seen this, Mark, with your family and friends, is just most seizures are not convulsive. So, of course, we all think about the tonic-clonic, or what a lot of people have called grand mal seizures. Those are actually not the most common type, even though that's what you immediately think of. And so we're working to spread awareness about what seizures look like and how to help people when they do have a seizure, and really to spread awareness, because oftentimes even seizures go undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. And so across the nation, that's what we're working to do, is really create a seizure-safe nation so that people know what seizures are and how to help. Epilepsy.com is the number one visited site in the world about epilepsy. It's a wonderful library of information, and it also has details about how to get connected locally. And then also learn.epilepsy.com is where people can find those educational courses and learn seizure first aid, learn about employment resources for people with epilepsy, and all kinds of different resources. So those would be my main two takeaways as far as websites for more information.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.